From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. The death toll from a suicide car bomb in Kabul, Afghanistan is at 95, with more than 162 others injured. Eyewitnesses' accounts detail the attack.
I was sitting in my store when the huge blast occurred. I dropped to the ground and then found my brother was hurt. I took him to the hospital. There were already many wounded there, and the doctors were swamped.
The Taliban instantly took responsibility for plotting that attack. A spokesman for the insurgent group said the target was a crowd of personnel with the Afghan security force. The White House and Pakistan both condemned that attack. A Pakistani United Nations peacekeeper has been killed during an ambush in the Democratic Republic of the Congo. He was deployed with the UN Stabilization Mission in the DRC. A spokesman for UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said the world body chief condemns the killing. It happened when the peacekeepers were ambushed by members of an armed group 96 kilometers southwest of Baraka. At least one other peacekeeper was wounded in that assault. And according to the Secretary General's spokesman, Guterres has called on all armed groups to the DRC to lay down their arms. Spain's top court has moved to block former Catalan President Carles Puigdemont from taking that office again. The Constitutional Court ruled Saturday that the fugitive ex-president could not rule from abroad if he is returned to the presidential post in a regional parliament vote Tuesday. He has said he could be sworn in remotely via a video conference session. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump would take a tougher approach to Brexit negotiations than Britain's Prime Minister Theresa May, he said in a television interview to be broadcast later Sunday. In the interview with the British channel ITV, Mr. Trump said the European Union was not cracked up to what it's supposed to be and claimed he had predicted the result of the June 2016 referendum in which Britons voted to leave the EU. Mr. Trump was elected to the U.S. presidency later the same year. A preview of what U.S. President Donald Trump is expected to discuss during his State of the Union address Tuesday night. VOA national correspondent Jim Malone reports the congressional and special counsel investigations of alleged collusion between the Trump presidential campaign and Moscow will be part of it.
The Russia probe will be a major backdrop for the speech, including reports the president ordered special counsel Robert Mueller fired last year, only to back down when his White House counsel threatened to resign. The investigation figures to be an issue in this year's congressional elections, says analyst John Hudak.
The Mueller investigation is a cloud that hangs over this administration's head continuously, and it will also be something that becomes a lens through which 2018 voters judge the Republican Party.
In addition to the economy, trade, and immigration, Trump is expected to address foreign policy challenges, including North Korea, Iran, and Afghanistan. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.
Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny has been detained after joining a rally in Moscow on Sunday. The anti-corruption activist wrote on Twitter, "Hundreds of his supporters joined a nationwide day of protest against the authorities, calling on voters to boycott what they said would be a rigged presidential election on March 18th. A French woman has been found alive on the treacherous northern Himalayan peak known as Killer Mountain, but rescuers thus far have not been able to locate her Polish climbing companion. The pair, Tomasz Makowicz from Poland and Elizabeth Revel of France, were attempting to scale the 8,126-meter Nanga Parbat, but they got stuck on the 7,400-meter mark. They then used a satellite phone to call for help, according to organizers of that expedition. An elite Polish climbing team attempted the first winter ascent of a nearby K2 mountain and dropped their efforts so that they could rescue the two stranded climbers. And now the Pakistan military has since airlifted the four-member Polish team from their particular spot. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.